Gary Cleese is there on track for the Newmarket and Cup Day. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. I'll tell you what, they could not get a better day here in Ballina. There is not one cloud in the sky, and I must give credit to George Ockram and his ground staff here. They've done a magnificent job. This track's in terrific order. It's got a really good cover of Kaikia right across it, and yeah, having set for a big day for the Ballina Jockey Club. Let's hope they can get the crowd in, mate.
Yep, too right. Now, the first, we put a line through 6 Rimsky, 8 Tough One, 13 Kiberian, and 15 Shanghai Bullet. Now, 5 Mark My Word, 3 10, 2 Bush Rover, 5, along with 14 Reef Knot, 12 Almas is 550, 4 Hard Merchandise, 650, 1 Blake Street, 17, 10 Instantaneous, and 16 Vivid Pink, both 21, 7 Solitary March, 9 Year the Boys, $26, then 11 Mind Thief at 61. We've got 3 Dewey Blues at 151, and 17 That's Lovely, 301.
Yeah, on 5, 12, 9 and 4, on with 5 Mark My Word. Now, Brucey Hill's got in. He's had 10 goes. He's been placed 7 of all 10. He's had 2 runs back. He was placed at Doomben last preparation in a real good maiden. And he's 2 runs this time, and he got a mile out of his 1,200 metres. I mean, that might have been by design too, but because he did have to come out of the 10 gate. But he found the line late, and then he went to Ipswich, and he was probably a little bit better than midfield, and he tracked up in behind him and was just getting to the 400-metre mark on the point of the corner there, and he just copped a little bit of a prat, and he probably lost a length and a half there, but he finished the race off running third, beating 2.8. So he looks beautifully placed. He puts the earmuffs on him first time. Obviously, he's probably a little bit of a toey fella in the yard. He gets the pacifiers on first time, and the winkers come off. The only concern I've got with him, Sean, he just seemed to crab around Ipswich, and this is a tight circuit here, but there was plenty of merit in that run. 12 Almas, look, he's the big danger. He's ticking away really good, this little horse. He ran second here 2 runs ago behind YPO. YPO just had the wood on the whole field, beat him by 5, and he did go to the Gold Coast YPO and win on a Saturday and a city day at the Gold Coast. And then he ran third behind Freddie Foxtrot, and Freddie Foxtrot went straight back to the Gold Coast to win. Then he ran second behind Barely Thinking at Coffs Harbour 10 days ago. But the beauty about him, he's been here and he draws a good gate, and he drops a couple of kilos. He's going to be very, very hard to beat. 9 Year the Boys, he's a real little trier. He's been around the mark. He went to Tari over the Cup Carnival, behind Blinkin' Hardy in a showcase maiden there. He won third. He's been in the money. He got 7 out of 15. He's been here plenty of times. And I'm giving 4 Hard Merchandise another chance. He's only lightly raced. Lovely big horse by Inch and Book. Warren Gavin Lock Scotty. He's really good at his second start in a race behind Dora Wynn, running second. Then he went to Tara and he drew the inside gate. And I don't think he was real happy being in there, this big guy, because the day he runs second, he come out of a wide gate and he's drawn wide today. That probably won't hurt him to get him into stride and let him give it a little bit of galloping room. 5, 12, 9 and 4 in race 1.
Righto, 6 Fernie Heist comes out of the second event. 1 Excalibur, $1.50. Number 5, Alina 5. 3 Supreme Girl at 8, along with 4 Lock Marie. Then 2 Tyrannize is $9.50. 7 Tia Torre 8.19. 8 A New Sound 41. 9 Galliano 71. 10 No Quam 151. 11 All Our Wives 201.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy. 1425 Excalibur from the Helen Page Yard. Look, he gets to his right distance here today. He's won 3 out of 11 and been placed 3 times. He got a gun gate. He went 900 first up, run off his legs. He went to Doomben over 1,200 metres. And then he came back to the Gold Coast at 1,100 metres, beating 2.2, getting to the line. But 3 of his wins, well, all 3 of his wins have been that around that 12 and 12.50. And he pops out from the one gate here today. And I think he'd be handier than what he was at the Gold Coast. With him saying that, 4 Lock Marie, she was just huge first up this film here. Brian Dias trains her out of Eagle Farm. Last win prior to when she went to the paddock was back in November. She won a Class 1 of the Gold Coast, and she'd had one trial back in June, and then she hadn't had another trial for about 2 months. Well, she hadn't been back anywhere to the trials for 2 months, but he produced her first up at Moolumba 1,010, and she was a mile off and going down the back, and all she did was charge aim, and she got up and grabbed them right on the line. Beautiful big mare, and she drops in weight, and she gets up to the 12.50 today. Two Tyrannize, look, there was excuses for him at Moolumba when he run third behind Mashani Phoenix. You might see in the form guide he was beaten 4 lengths, but a rider fell at the 200-metre mark, and this fellow was absolutely inconvenience bad. So I totally put a line through that last run. Prior to that, he went around behind Haverside. That's won nearly 4 straight in town, and he draws a good gate. And I went over a look at the 5, Alina. She's another one down from from Deegan. Haven't seen her in the yard before, but she won at Ipswich 2 runs ago at a 1,200. just off the replay, she didn't quite run out the 13.50 when running third there 13 days ago. So she draws a good gate when she gets back here to the 12.50 today. 1, 4, 2, and 5 in race two.
6, Dan Sue, number 9, Captain's Angel, 14, Token Gesture, come out of the third. Now 1, Silent Statue, 320. 7, Rare Roncourt, 440. 3, Sir Rock and Ladders, a 460 pop. 5, Delar Sar at $6. 4, Motivate, 750. 2, Invincible Storm, 12. 8, Aqua Jewel, 15. 10, Polsky Lady, 18. 11, My Cousin Bob, 51. 12, Magic Happens, 81. 13, Our Boy Ben, 101.
Yeah, I'm on the toppy. I'm 1, 7, 3, and 5. I mean, he's had 4 goes, 2 wins, 1 placing. He blew him away to win a maid near on debut. He went and run fourth at the Gold Coast, and then he had a break. He came back and won at Ipswich first up. And, I mean, Loch Marie beat him there at Moranbah 13 days ago. If she comes out and performs well in the prior race, well, there's a good form line. And, look, things never went right for him at the Tweedy. He got tightened up on jumpy. He copped a really bad bump on the home turn, turned him sideways, and he just kept working away to the line. Lukey Rolls is back on him today. He knows him really good. Like I said, he's been here to win, so he's going to be hard to beat. 7, Reaver Encore, I like this little horse. I like the way he's going. Maybe they put him in the paddock after today, but he hasn't done a thing wrong at his only 4 starts. He's won here. He draws a great gate. You just pop out and follow a quick speed. 3, Sir Rock and Lad. He got the job done first up at Grafton 17 days ago without a trial. Having a look at him in the mounting yard, there was a heap of still improvement in him. And he draws the one gate here like he did when he won first up. And look, I wouldn't stop the 5, Delar Sar. He's coming out of that maiden win at Coffs Harbour 10 days ago. He absolutely blew him away over 800 metres. I'm not worried about the gate with him because he can hit the ground and run. It's just whether he can take that step up from a maiden to a class two. But there was plenty of merit in that maiden win. And he'll be in front somewhere down the running. 1, 7, 3, and 5. In race 3.
5, Media Maid, 6, Ocean Grand, 11, Upstart, number 12, Charlie Bear, and 14, High Sexy out of the 4th. 1, Overjet, 310, 2, Isis Magic, 360, 8, Prime for Destiny, 480, 4, La Dolce Vita, $8, 9, Sirocco, $9, then out to 7, Star Stiletto at 10, 10, Old Brown Eyes, 14, 3, Cannizzaro at 26, 13, Flinders Beach, 26.
Yeah, I'm with the 8, I'm 8, 1, 2 and 9, I'm with Prime for Destiny. A really tough little mare down from Eagle Farm, Johnny Walk's got her. He's done a good job with her, Johnny, and she's a real short sprinter. She's by Natural Destiny, and she resumed first up at Doomben 19 days ago. She had to dig up, she had to sit outside the lead, and then she had one outside her, annoying her all the way. Really fought on down the running after doing a lot of work down the back, beating 1.2. Got a beautiful gate for Robbie Fratt. I could say she's probably leading today from the good gate, and she's got a good second-up record. So, and not only that, she needs a good track. She needs it right up on top of the ground, and she gets it here today. One on the jet, look, he's starting to show a bit of form. His last two runs have been a lot better at the blink and miss at Coffs Harbour behind Arise Augustus, but he sat 3-4 wide the trip in the Lightning at Tari on Cup Day behind Arise Augustus, beaten 1.1, so... He is coming out of 2 really good open handicaps, back to a 70 rating despite the 60 kilos. But he's a pretty smart horse when he can find a bit of form. 2 Isis Magic, big chance. She led first up. She's on the Ben Curry stable, and that stable's going absolutely enormous. So condition probably blew out at the 100-metre mark. She just started to drop off, but her second-up record's impeccable. She's had 3 goes second up for all 3 wins, so... I think she's got to be respected, and particularly with a little bit of claim for Rebecca Goldsby with the 58.5. And I'm giving the 9, Sorokin. I didn't mind his run at Doom, and he led, and they grabbed him about the 200-metre mark. He kept boxing on to run third, beating 2.3, but he's got a pretty good overall second-up record, and he draws a nice gate. So you would think he'd improve a little bit off that first-up run. 8, 1, 2 and 9 in race 4.
5th event, 5 Barrage, 14 Infinite Rain, 15 Yapoon, 16 Hope Island out. Now 1 King Cable Chief, 420 equal with 11 Rossador. 4 Skytrek at 5, number 2 Boncosta, 750 equal with 13 Montre Dame. Now 3 My Cousin Jackie, 11, 10 Skytastic, 12, 12 Chanty Chateau, 13. Then 6 Splendid Striker, 18, 7 Ask the Price, and 8 Prince Albert, 61, 9 Rods Bid, 151.
A good little race, tricky race for 1900, Sean. They used to run the cup over 1900 metres here for many years, but they got only restricted to 12 runners. It's a tricky corner to get out of the straight the first time, so luck prevails. But I'm 4, 11, 1 and 12. I'm just all over Skytrek. Barry Lockwood's got him at Eagle Farm, and We had a good look at him when he went around on the mounting yard first up at Lismore 23 days ago, behind King Capital Chief. He was beaten 2.5, but I can tell you now, he was shuffled right back going down the back, and all he wanted to do was charge home late on a leader's bias track. So he just needs an ounce of luck from the gate, but I reckon Barrier had him a lot better today, and he has won up to 2,150, and I know he's got an opinion of him. Dangers, I've got 11 Rose the Door, tough little mare, a little mare that doesn't win all the time, but the beauty about it today, she gets a nice soft gate, G-Collis aboard with a kilo over the limit, and she has been placed the last two at Toowoomba and Ipswich, so she'll get a lovely run from the gate. One King Capital Chief, there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, his win over Devil's Fire and Skytrack were good. He's having his first go at the 9E. You need to ride him right. You need to put him out of the race and hold him until as long as you can, because he's got one turn of foot to have a go at him. And 12 Chantilly Chateau, she's going really good. I've always had the opinion she's a better mare on the bigger circuits like the Grafton and the Lismores. But her last two runs have been good. She ran second at Casino and third in the Moorlambar, at Moorlambar behind Outstrip. But she gets a nice gait and she's ticking away really good. And one thing about her, she's been a lot better mare in the mounting yard than what she was last preparation. 4.11, 1 and 12 in race 5.
Two Profiler comes out of race 6, the Newmarket. Now, 4 Apollo Bloom, 170. 1 Red Bowers, 440. 10 Chariot of Gold, 950. 3 High Design, 12 Prince of the Turf, both 11. We go to 9 Ultra Finito at 13. 7 Voltaire Lumiere, 15. 6 Medium A, 23. 5 Ekibuka is 41. Number 11 Curly Max, 61. And 8 Headwater Country, 126.
Good race, this good race. I'm 4, 6, 1, and 7. I'm with the 4 Apollo Boom, one from the Ben Kelly Yard. And, I mean, he's had one run back, and he absolutely gave him a hiding first up at Toowoomba 19 days ago. He won by 5, and they've got no doubt they'd ask him for a bit more. He would have won more now. He's a winner of 5 out of 20. He's been placed 5 times. He gets a kilo and a half, so that gets him in around the 53, where he carried the 55 first up at Toowoomba. Admittedly, he's got to take a step up here to the 1250, and that was 1,000 metres when he resumed first up 19 days ago. And like I said, he's a 5 times winner, and 4 of the wins have been at the 1250. I think all he's got to do is do what he did at Toowoomba and take that step up to open company here, and he'll be very, very hard to beat. 6 Medium Aid, well, she was scratched out of race 4. Brucey Hill pulled her out and left her here. She's had 3 goes at this track for 2 wins. I like the run on the Newmarket. I like her here, and I like her when she can draw a real good gate. You can hide her away and just wait for that last little bit to let her down. She's only got 54 kilos on her back. 1 Red Bowers, look, he did beat Media Maid the other day. Only concern that I've got with him, it goes up a kilo to the 61, and all his best form has been at the Moorlambar track. He's unbeaten on the Moorlambar track, but there has been merit in a few of his runs here, and he knows in good McGarren, he can hide him away and just let him creep into the race. And 7 Voltaire Lumiere, he's a really good little horse, this guy. He's had 2 runs back. He's been to Doomben on both occasions, beaten 2.6 and 5 lengths. He's just a tricky gator fellow at the gates. He can get himself a little bit worked up. But if he begins, he can't afford to miss the kick, but if he begins, his horse can really hit the line hard, particularly with no weight on his back. 4, 6, 1 and 7 in a very good race, Sean.
Righto, 15, 16, 17 come out of the cup. They are Scotty Bigotti, Silla and my cousin Jackie. 2 Lord Ag, 420. 8 Liberty Island, 550. 11 Cashing Up is 6. 3 Real Mystique, 750. 3 All Night Saint, 9. Number 10 Anne Bonny, 950. 6 Glitter, 10. 1 Bodega Negra, 19. 4 Cawthon's Power, 21. 5 Cash Spinner, 21. 14 Showday, 23. 7 Budget Bender is 26. Number 9 Al Shamil, 26. And 12 I'll Miss You, 101.
Good feel. Good feel. Look at the prize money. You know, 64,350, 36 to the winner. So thanks to Racing New South Wales, great money. Look, I'm with the two. I'm 2, 8, 6, and 13. Lordag, Robert Heathcote's got him. He's had 4 runs back, and all his 4 runs have been on Saturday at City Grade. He's been to Doomben 3 times, and he went to the Gold Coast on that Saturday meeting behind Mr. Epic. Now, he drew 10 gate. He was going to be wide. He had no options bar Jade Orman to give him a dig in the ribs and shoot him, and he led. He might have just done too much work down the back. He is a better horse when you can snag him back and just ride him off the speed. There's plenty of speed in here for him to get across, and yeah, I like him here today. I think he's beautifully... It's probably the only concern that he does go up to the 60.5, but like I said, he's been to the Saturday grade at his 4 runs this time in, and he's coming back to country grade today. Got 8 The Danger, Liberty Island, the more I kept replaying him in the Moorlambar Cup. that 2 lengths behind Ian Bonney should have been a lot closer. He just got held up at a couple of real vital stages. He drops a kilo and a half. Brad won on him at Doomben going back 2 runs ago, so he knows him, and he's another horse that he needs the speed on. Six quick throw, look, he's not out of it, this little guy. He ran third at Coffs in the Cup when he led and Darcy a fair run him down. He won the Taree Cup prelude over a mile, beating Missile by 3. And then he went to the Taree Cup, and he didn't run out the 2,000 metres in the Taree Cup. But he's got the right gate where he can go forward. If he can begin and they leave him alone, and CJ Graham can just give him a rest down the back, he's going to be very hard to run down. And I want to have a look at the 13 Real Mystique in the mounting yard. She's had 6 wins out of 15 and been placed 3 times. She's coming off, she's won 3 out of the last 4 runs, and Ben Curry's got her, and she drops right down here with the limit weight. She's got a 5 kilo weight drop to when she won an 1850 betting Leprechaun Lad at Toowoomba last start. So just the big weight drop, a good mile record. She's definitely got to be included around the multiples. 2, 8, 6, and 13 in a good race, Sean.
Okay, we then go to the 8th event, the Class 2, and pull our one damn fine. Now, 4 Snowfields, 225. 7 Malmoose, 480. Number 6 Marinetta, 7. Fire Ready for Danger, 750. 2 Schopenhauer, 12, along with 10 My Boy Salito. 9 Whodunit, 14. 3 More Thunder, 16. 11 Stormy Destiny, 41. 8 Absolute Gem, 51, along with 12 They Call Me Rose.
Yeah, on 4, 6, 2, and 7, I'm really keen on the 4 Snowfields here. Chrissy Munster's little mare. I mean, you bring that form that she's got in Queensland, particularly that last run 22 days ago. She ran third behind Plucky Girl in a Class 3 fillies and mares, beaten 0.5 of a length. She just beautifully placed, and not only that, from that gate with Brad Stewart aboard, and she drops a kilo coming out of a good race behind Plucky Girl, where one horse has already come out to win. I just think she gets the run of the race here from the 14. 6 Marmon had a big chance, really, really nice man. Had a good look at her in the mounting yard when she paraded at Moolumbar on Cup Day there. She just found the winner a little bit too good, Mashani Phoenix. He's not a bad horse, and he just wore her down and grabbed her the last stride, but she only gets 52.5 kilos on her back. She'll put herself into some sort of position from that 9 gate, and she is a winner up to 1,400 metres. 7 Nell Moose, I really like her win at Coffs. He's got her going. A really good young Daniel Bowen. She's a fit mare now, and she draws that good gate. And like I said, there was merit in winning and beating Dora Wynn. And 2 Schopenhauer, look, he's got to go in. He chased him up in the Casino Cup in a good race behind Landmarks. And then he went to a 65 rating at Grafton behind Bellflyer, beaten 3.7. We're talking horse coming out of an open and a 65 rating his last two, and he gets back to Class 2. And Bellflyer has since gone on to win the Moree Cup. So he's back to his right grade. He hasn't won for the new yard, but he's certainly going good his last 2 runs, and he gets a nice soft gate where he might follow Snowfields right through the race. 4, 6, 2, and 1 in race 8, Sean.
All right, now, standouts today, are there any there?
I like race 4, number 8, Crying to Destiny. I like the way he fought on really strong at Doomben. Robbie Fraud rising from a good gate. Young Johnny Walks got him. He does a good job with him, Johnny, so I reckon any second up records there. So he's only got to bring that first up run here to the country grade. He'll be hard to beat. And really keen on the little mare in the last Snowfields race 8, number 4, from the Chris Munchard. I think she's beautifully placed in a Class 2 here over 1,400 metres. So race 4, number 8, and race 8, number 4, my 2 best. Quite a numbers. We've got to go wide in the first 3 legs, Sean, with 4, 11, 1, and 12. And then we go 4, 6, 1, 7 in the second leg. 2, 8, 6, and 13 in the third leg, and just shorten her up in that last leg with 4 and 6 at Snowfields and Marmaretta. So just have to play safe in those first 3 legs of the quaddy because they're pretty open races. But I think if you've got them going, you can nearly be sure you're travelling okay getting in the last with Snowfields and Marmaretta.
Now, Gary, we often talk about dedication of jockeys, and they all are, to make the weight and keep the weight off. I saw a photo the other day of Luke Dittman standing beside his dad, Mick. Mick didn't come up to his shoulders, which just makes you appreciate even more the effort Luke puts in to riding.
Outstanding boy. He's got his mother riding. I knew Mick's wife, and she's passed away some years ago, but he's got his mum riding him. He's terrific. He really, and he should play basketball, honestly.
Yeah.
But if you see him walk past you, look, I reckon if he had 6 months off, he'd end up making nice runners too.
Yes.
And they very rarely go home without getting. And he's probably got the advantage on most of them because I think he's the only guy that's got any horses in work there.
Yeah. Plus Flash the Goat looking after things. So there you go. All right. Good on you, Gary. Have a good day. We'll hear you late, Mail.
You're a champion, Sean. See you tomorrow, mate.